Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles Outdoor Edition. If you're on YouTube, you can see us. We're in our backyard. And, oh, by the way, I'm your host, Andrew Collin, joined by my co-host,
Brenna LaRocque.
We're outside. We're trying to do something different. Also, our house is too small. it shows we're cheating. Yeah, so we're outside. We realized the bed is good, but maybe some things should be separate. You know, maybe we shouldn't work, sleep.
Part of me thinks that the pod hasn't been as funny because we've been in the bed.
Oh, I feel like it's been funnier.
Oh, really? I feel like sometimes I'm scared that we're not funny.
Oh.
Like, or maybe it's just me. I have like imposter syndrome.
What is that?
I'm an imposter for even saying that. Like, I know what it is, but sometimes I have a hard time defining words.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
I can't. I'm bad at articulating.
I feel like neither one of us are really running the ship. You know? Neither one of us. I get imposter syndrome is like where you feel like you're, like, as a comedian, like, and there's a lot of people in the crowd for you, but you don't deserve it. And you're not even really a real comedian. You're really not even that good. But guess what? You are.
Thanks.
You're a fucking star.
Thank you.
A lot of people say it.
Not to me.
Yeah, they do.
No.
You get DMs all the time from these creeps.
No, I not all the time. And I get maybe, people don't call me hot anymore, by the way. Like, just in life. I feel like, not because I don't think I'm a good looking person.
You have imposter syndrome about that too?
No, but it's because I'm older now. People tell young girls that they're pretty all the time. And I'm not saying I'm old. I know I'm still young. But I've aged out of the like, oh, she's like, you know.
I think it's the ring on your finger, not your age.
It could be the ring.
I don't know.
I don't know if that stops guys.
My point is, as I was saying, like, the only people that are telling me I'm hot is like a creepy guy will message me like once a month and be like, yeah, I really liked that when you said this.
So you miss being
catcalled. And can I be
your
sugar daddy? The only guys hitting on me are sugar daddies now. It's not guys.
That one guy offered you money and I was like, yeah. Come back at him.
Well, he said no.
I really
no
don't
sex,
think I
no
care.
Dates. I was like, if you just want to like call me your sugar baby, I'll definitely take the money.
Oh my God. Yeah, look. It's weird because you don't want to be catcalled. You don't want to be heckled. You don't want to be told to smile. You don't want to be hit on by a random dude. You don't want to be like, you don't want guys to glare at you and stare at you awkwardly and make you feel weird.
You're
and,
so right. I don't want any of that.
But here you are wanting it because you don't get it.
I miss it. You never know what you got till it's gone.
I feel like I'm the same way since I've been in a relationship. I used to have chicks DMing your boy.
Yeah.
They used to come in there hot. I used to just get boobs. Just straight boobs.
But that's so nice that people are respecting me.
Oh, stop
that
it.
That they don't send
stop
you boobs
Stop respecting
anymore.
Brenna and send me your boobs. We'll look at them together
that
and
makes
rate them.
That makes I would rate some boobs. I think for Patreon, we could rate your boobs.
Yes.
We'll throw mine in there, but we won't say who when they are mine either. We'll just put them in there.
Yeah. Well, it is funny to be like, this is all a setup to see some tits. Yeah, no, I used to get...
Did you ever get dicks?
I've gotten a few dicks. Some gay guys seem to like me.
Did you just compare your dick to theirs?
Yeah, I would print out their dick to a normal size and then compare my hard penis.
Yeah, you would use it like as a measuring guide. Like when you like have to measure your ring size and you print out the piece of paper at home.
I wonder if I'd care more if I was in a gay relationship about the size of my penis. Because I'd be a constant competition.
Interesting. I don't know. I think you maybe would just appreciate what your penis has to offer and what your partner's penis has to offer. Like, they both would serve different things, you know?
Do you think you'd feel more relaxed about your vagina with a woman?
Depends how good her vagina is.
That's maybe. What I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah.
I think I would because guys just don't understand vaginas.
Why? How so? Where you got imposter syndrome?
What?
I don't know. It just sounds like that would work.
How do you feel about vaginas?
They're cool.
Yeah.
They're cool. They're all different.
Yeah.
It's like a star. They're all like different shapes and
yeah.
got different things
they are,
going
vaginas
on.
Vaginas are constellations.
Dude, vaginas have like 45 different layers.
Oh, sure.
They're pretty
lots
fun.
Lots to flip through. It's like a file cabinet.
Like an onion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like when you cut open a tree. And you just see so many circles.
The rings.
Yeah, all the rings.
Sometimes there's an owl living in there.
A penis is pretty straightforward until you see the bottom of it, and then it could get a little hectic, you know?
Like the gooch?
No, like when a hard, erect penis on top looks somewhat normal, but from the bottom, there could be a lot. Someone compared it to a bridge one time. You know how, like, the top of a bridge is nice and clean, and then under a bridge is a goddamn mess?
Never thought to look at the undercarriage.
Yeah, well, not many guys lead with the bottom of their penis.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyhow, we got sometimes, a wedding planner.
I was just thinking, like, you know, one of my fears is when we're in certain positions and you can see my butthole. So sometimes I'll purposefully do something with my butthole so you can't see all of it.
How? You think you have that much control?
No, like you put a finger in it so you can't see the whole thing.
Oh, I thought that was for other reasons.
I mean, it is. But it's just like, that's in my mind, too. I'm like, I got to cover this fucking...
There's nothing funnier than someone covering up their butthole and trying not to make it look dirty by putting their own finger up their ass. It's such a funny thing. I don't want you to think I'm gross.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works. Oh, man.
What do you think about buttholes compared? You said you like vaginas. What about buttholes?
Well, they're fine.
I heard.
You almost have to, like, disassociate from the poop.
Yeah. Well, if they clean their butthole well, then it's fine. But I heard this. I found, like, an old clip that I sent to a friend. When we first started seeing each other, you were on Hannah Berner's podcast.
Yeah.
And she was asking about your relationship when we first started seeing each other, and you were like, I've been eating ass. Like, I've just been gobbling it up and getting in there. And I was like, man, I miss those days. I was looking back fondly. You don't really eat. I don't think you like to eat ass. I think you do it to, like, get the girl.
It's like when you work really hard at a job.
Yeah.
And then once you get a promotion,
yeah,
you kind of
exactly.
slack off.
Now you're 3 years in, you're like, they're not going to fire me. They fucking need me, which now is so true.
Now that I put a ring on it, so I have to stop eating your ring. Yeah. No, it's, I don't know. I think, I got to do better. I got to do better sometimes. Yeah, I just think sometimes you need a report. We should meet quarterly and go over and have you.
What do you mean? I do it biweekly. I say, you haven't eaten me out in a while. What have you? What? Let's check in with each other.
Well, sometimes you got to rock that lingerie like you did at 3 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah. Afternoon sex makes me feel like a degenerate. Like, I need to go get a fucking job. If I'm, like, 3 p.m, I'm like, well,
on a Wednesday,
we could leave the house, but, like, I looked at you and go, should we just have sex?
Well, we started the morning off having sex before we met with the wedding planner.
Yeah, then we hired a wedding planner, and boy, were we happy.
You were so happy. So the other night, Brenna, So Brenna does this thing where at like 1 a.m, she'll be having a panic attack. And she does it like, you know what you're like? You're like when Mango will wake us to want to eat at like 6 a.m., but he won't. He'll like start knocking stuff over. That's what you do, because you don't directly want to wake me up because it'll be, I'll have a reason to be upset. So you'll play with the pillows like you're building something. You're like a beaver over. You're making a lot of noise with the pillow. And then you're just like, and I'm just hearing all of this. And I'm like, it's not going to stop until I address it. Yes. And then finally, after 5 minutes or maybe 20 of you going, I go, what is it? What is it? I can't sleep. What is it? What is it? What could it be?
I'm just thinking a lot. I'm stressed out. What's wrong? Well, I have a stomachache. My head hurts. And I can't plan this wedding. I can't. I just can't. It's too many things you wanted in your hometown. I didn't pick it.
Mind you, it's 2 a.m. I'm not awake.
And you didn't help me at all. We got so many things.
So I was like, all right, we need a wedding planner. So I don't know. You found one online?
No, my mom did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Shout out to my mom.
Yeah.
She's just doing it all. So we hired a full-time wedding planner.
Full-time. We went full-time. From eloping.
We went to from, yeah. But she is going to help us. We would have spent the money on a wedding planner or ourselves anyways, regardless, because she's going to help us save money. She's going to get it all together for us. We don't need to go back down to Florida more than once. Like, it's perfect. It's perfect.
We hope.
We hope.
Yeah. We hope.
She sent me about a 2-page long questionnaire this morning and asked me to send it some Excel sheets. And I said, hey, Mom.
I love it. She's giving you homework. It's like, bitch, this is why we hired you. No. I'm not. Can you call this vendor? We just gave you thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she should be helpful. There were a few red flags for me, but mostly green. One of the red was, I go, I want a Florida theme kind of food. And she's like, ooh, we did the stir fry bowls with rice. And dude, I was just like, this doesn't sound Florida.
Florida meal?
Like some kind of like
fish
okay. Fried shrimp. Fish, some shrimp, yeah. Maybe a couple snow crabs, nice. Maybe a fruit, crab legs, any crab.
Oh, my God. Crab but legs, not we're stir not doing fry. Crab legs. It's way too expensive.
Oh, yeah. No, by Florida, we're just going to get a bunch of filet of fishes.
Yeah. Well, that's so funny because I said, here, listen, I have a good idea of what I want, but I'm not I know more what I don't want. And my biggest fear is that this wedding, because it's in a backyard, is going to look like a barbecue or an open house graduation. And she was like, no, we're not doing that. And then she,
yeah, she
leads
did
in,
have a lot of like,
yeah. And she leads in with fucking teriyaki chicken bowls served family style. And I was like, girl, I think our idea, we are on two different playing fields. That's fine. We'll get there.
Then the photographer thing gave me a red flag. She goes, it's not like I'm going to get some cheap photographer for $1,500.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm not going to get a rich one like for $4,000. I'm like, so we're just going to be spending $3,000 on a fucking photographer. We'll take Mel.
Meanwhile, I'm like, we should hire Melanie, actually.
Melanie will take some photos.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there is something to be said about having a nice, you know, wedding scrapbook.
I've had a lot, but I've heard a lot of people say, like, you don't look back on that many photos. Like, you get the one or two good shots, and then, like, no one's actually, maybe it's good for your family heritage scrapbooks, but no one really cares. Like, I've looked at mine 3 times maybe in my life, so.
Yeah, no one really has a scrapbook anymore. Yeah. You know, those are, you know, I guess we'll get the pictures printed out, but you get that black and white photo, you know, bending you down like this, eating your ass. And, you know, for once. I'll save it for a wedding.
I can't wait. Yeah, that's right. You're just holding out on me.
But we're excited to have a wedding planner. I don't know. Maybe let us know if it worked out, if it was actually worth the price. It doesn't matter. We're already paying for it. So, you know, I think it. Hopefully I'll get some more sleep. Better sleep nights without
you. I did
you.
Sleep.
You did.
I fell asleep really. But then again, I ran. We had hired, you know, I did a lot yesterday, so.
That list really went quick.
I didn't feel like getting into it, but I'll find more reasons to stress out. Don't you worry. But I love a good stress moment because, let me tell you what, my stomach constantly hurts. So your girl lost her appetite, which is great if you're trying to get ready for a wedding.
Yeah, we keep talking about getting in shape for this wedding. It's in 6 months. I mean, we're going to have to go through a lot of ups and downs, I think.
What? No, six months straight up. We're going hard.
All right. Yeah. I mean,
what do you mean? I've been starving myself for the last week.
Oh, man. You're going to end up in like anorexic rehab before the wedding.
Yeah, but boy, will I look good.
You'll look great.
Yeah.
I definitely want to be in shape for the wedding, I guess. You know, it's like your last thing to look good for.
Yeah. Then you don't have to care about anything.
Yeah. What else has been going on? This was pretty funny. I hate these. We have run-ins with all the time outside Trader Joe's. A lot of times people with those notepads. What's it called?
Oh, like petitions or like registering to vote.
Dude, they're always like, save the planet, save my mom. Can I, you know, it's always like something that's going to pull on your heartstrings when you're just trying to run in to buy, you know, some cheese for fajitas. And I can't talk to those people and it drives me insane. And there was someone trying to fill out a form the other day and we figured out a hack.
Okay, we were leaving from a hike. So he's standing at the bottom of the hill and we're walking behind some people just exiting through the gate. And he straight up says, "Will you sign this petition?" Doesn't even say hi, just pounces on the group.
Yeah, pounces on this couple in front of us. Who goes, we're German. We're German. No English. We're German. And then I go,
"Oh, we're from Germany." That's what he said. "No, sorry, man. We're from Germany. Deutschland."
That's exactly it. So then he looked at us. And I didn't have anything. And I just go, "Oh, I'm with them."
No. Our heads were down. We couldn't even make eye contact.
"We're with the Germans."
Yeah, so we just quietly followed behind them.
And I realized.
And then they kind of like looked back at us like, "Y'all are really close." And I just go, "We're from Germany too."
Then they looked at us like, "What is happening?" It was so funny. These tourists are like, I don't. People just became our family. Dude, I would do anything to get out of a form. And I realized, I don't know how far I would go. I might become a Nazi. I might, to get out of a form, if it's like 3 pages, I'm a Nazi. Straight up. It's not even close. I feel for those people. That's a horrible job. And
I think they volunteer, a lot of them.
No, they're getting paid.
The Nazis?
Yeah, the Nazis. Well, I think some people call these people Nazis. They're like, "We just want to save the earth." It's not an easy job. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, dude, in New York, I used to like run into traffic just so I didn't fill out the form. Really? Like I almost got hit by a bus many times just so I didn't have to have a 3 second awkward thing. But yeah, I don't know. What else we've been going on? We wrote down a few other things.
Oh my God. So as in the same breath of us saying we're trying to get fit, we did go through McDonald's drive-thru the other night to get a ice cream cone.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. This is a little hack. If you want a small McFlurry, just order the sundae with no toppings and then add Oreos. But
well, the person working there seemed a little bit on the spectrum.
Well, no. Well, yeah, he did.
But and then Brenna, how she ordered, she's like, "I want McFlurry, small Oreo. Do that. It's like McFlurry." Yeah. And then the guy's like, "Yeah, McFlurry, small."
Yeah.
And then
he says,
walking away.
"No
or
fudge,
driving.
No cherry, straight up."
And you're driving away, and Brenna's like, "I think he was on the spectrum." And I'm like,
"No," I said, "Oh, he's," I go, "he's definitely on the spectrum, but he's so cute."
Yeah. And I was like, "He's saying the exact same thing about you." I don't know if you're on the spectrum. I think I sometimes am, but I think it's almost like too many like people not on the spectrum are saying they're on the spectrum to get attention.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just say it. Like,
you can't. You got to get a diagnosis.
It is really fucked up to actually, like, without a diagnosis, to be seriously saying that. You know?
Yeah, people will go, I don't look at people in the eyes, too. Like, I don't, you know, I have trouble having conversations without telling people that being too honest.
Or, like, not personable.
It's a way for someone to be an absolute asshole.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't like your shirt. I don't like your hair. I hate your eyes. And they're like, no, I'm on the spectrum. I'm on the spectrum. I swear.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude, you're just a fucking prick.
All right, snooze.
Snooze it up.
All right, first. Travis Kelce is in talks to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader reboot at Amazon Prime Video. The deal, if signed, would represent the football's greatest latest move towards general entertainment after appearances on Saturday Night Live, the reality series Catching Kelce, and a podcast he hosts with his brother Jason. How do you feel about him switching from football to hosting?
Who's doing it, Jason or Travis?
Travis.
Wait, so he's not going to play football?
Well, how is that going to happen?
Yeah. So I saw on the Taylor and Travis subreddit it was the Travis Kelce snark page on Reddit that people are theorizing that he has always wanted to break into the entertainment industry, and that's a big reason why he went after Taylor to begin with.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Because would he really be getting this deal if he weren't linked to Taylor? Because Taylor has a lot of young fans. They would watch Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I mean, he's never been hotter. I mean,
really? Oh, God. I think he looks terrible.
No,
days.
I mean, like, hotter in regards to wanting for the business. For him, he's never been more popular.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
look, also, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It's not ironic when he's doing it. It's just like, are you smarter than me? Is essentially what's happening there. You know, it's like. Yeah. I would be surprised if he could answer any of the questions, but, you know, he's not known for being a scholar.
I think he would probably be a great TV host.
Yeah, he'll be great. He's charismatic. He laughs a lot. It's not the hardest show to do. I think he'll be fine. I don't know. It's not like one of those shows. It's like if he was doing Jeopardy, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? You know what I mean? It kind of just makes sense.
Have you ever played? Have you ever watched Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Probably not, because I don't want to feel so dumb.
Yeah, some of them are.
Do you have any questions from? You should ask us questions from the show and see.
We'll do that for our topical segment.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Next topic. Nolan Darbo, a 29-year-old quadriplegic man, became the first human test subject of the Neuralink computer chip developed by the Elon Musk-owned company. The chip has 1,000 electrodes to gather brain data, sending it to a Neuralink computer to turn thoughts into actions. He said the surgery was super easy, and he was released from the hospital a day later with no cognitive impairment since.
Whoa.
What's he doing now? Was he could play chess now, right?
Yeah.
What's his condition?
He's quadriplegic. He's paralyzed from the neck down.
Oh.
So now he could use his thoughts and do stuff on the computer. Like, he was playing chess with just his thoughts that he couldn't do before, obviously, because he can't use his hands.
Wait, what? So he's thinking he wants to make this move and then his body just does it?
No. No, then he wouldn't be quadriplegic anymore. That's actually even more interesting than what.
Yeah, that's why I was like, whoa.
No, it doesn't move his arms. It just the screen on the computer.
Oh, okay. Well, so he's like a robot now.
Yeah, he's half man, half robot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be
so scary.
Soon we're going to be able to just.
I just had such a cool thought.
What?
I wonder. Okay, it's probably not a cool thought, but this is sad. When he dies. What if it, like, that can monitor if your brain
Whoa.
Still works after death? Like, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry for the interruption. I just
Really interesting. Who's going to kill him? We got to know.
Yeah. I vote Mango.
So, you know, I would say, like, why the fuck would you do that? But he's paralyzed from the neck down. This is the best. This is his Super Bowl. Like, nothing. This is the most interesting thing to happen to this guy ever or anybody. But
It's kind of like if you're already in a wheelchair, you might as well do stunts because you can't get worse.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I mean, I think that's why they probably picked him, because now the general public will be fine with it.
Right.
You know
exactly.
what I mean? No one's going to be like, I can't believe this quadriplegic is trying to get better. And you can't argue it. But yeah, I don't know. I think when you start messing around with the brain, I mean,
scary.
Yeah, it's, you know, all it takes too is a few deaths for it to be shut down, I feel like. But I don't know. Tesla still goes on and the cars blow up all the time.
Isn't that so funny? People will do this, but then they like won't get the COVID shot.
Yeah. Well, because it's from Elon Musk.
Yeah, exactly.
Elon Musk would
Look. Did Elon get vaccinated?
I don't know. Here we go again.
Probably not.
I don't know if I would do it. I think I would only do it if I was dying and it would save my life. Other than that, maybe, and also to get an erection.
I'm dying, I'm cashed out. That's
it. You want to put a Neuralink in?
No, I don't want to go through surgery like that. That's terrible. I'd rather just die than die in surgery.
I don't think the surgery was that crazy. Mm-hmm. I think it was like one of those, it was a robot doing it.
Of course.
But I think it was just like a micro, like, insertion.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, it's not crazy invasive.
Yeah.
Like, he was let out of the hospital the next day.
I think then your problem, too, is I don't know, people are afraid of government shit. Like, are they going to track you, even though they're already tracking? Our phones are already that chip, and then we hold it around. So it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, can they control you, too? Conspiracy people wouldn't fuck with that. Maybe I would do it. I don't know if it made me a little bit smarter, if I knew what imposter syndrome meant, if I fucking put it in my head.
You just become a ChatGPT.
Yeah, you would essentially be AI. I mean, I think that's where we're getting to, is like, you'll just have thoughts. Whatever you look up on the computer will just be in your brain from the Neuralink. Are you looking for Mango?
Yeah, where is he?
He's up there.
OMG.
So Mango's outside and now he's climbing our house.
Did he climb the tree?
Yeah, he climbed a tree.
All right.
He's all right. I mean, it's only a matter of days before he figures out exactly how to get out of here.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
All right, what's the next story?
All right, last news topic. After Kate Gate, Buckingham Palace is desperately seeking a full-time communications assistant. The palace's private security department is searching for someone to work a Monday through Friday schedule who will be annually paid a measly $32,000. Benefits include 25 days of annual leave, a pension plan, and even 20% off at the Royal Collection Trust gift shops across England. Is this something you guys would apply for?
No, I would be asking for way more money than that.
Yeah, the people that carry forms get more money than that. That's fucking why. Like, this is why the gap and rich people thinking like the difference between, like, it's just $32,000 is so fucking ridiculous for a full-time job.
So ridiculous.
If you're working full-time in any job, you should...
They have spoons that cost $300,000. They have napkins that they wipe their ass with that cost $32,000. You know what I mean? It's just fucking crazy. But the benefits must be nice.
Just so you can work for the royal family. That's what it's all about. That's what the title.
Someone who knows how to use Photoshop.
Yeah.
For $32,000 though.
That's like the price of Adobe for a year.
to be Photoshopping for the royal family, like, you have to be so qualified.
Yeah, they put up one photo of her too that other day. Then there was the video of her coming out of Windsor Court or whatever, or the food market, and no one thinks it's her.
Or they think it's recycled because the person looks like younger and more thin.
But they said that she had colitis or whatever, so they think she's thinner because she lost weight from surgery. It's so weird because I don't give two flying shits about the royal family at all. I don't even think they should exist. I think it's crazy that it's still a real thing.
It is wild.
But I'm really
a story out of a storybook, you know.
But I am really interested to see if she's dead or not.
Me too. I've never cared about the royal family until now. And also the Diana documentary is really good.
Yeah, they think he's cheating. They think she's dead. Some people think she's dead, which is crazy. Maybe she just doesn't want a photo with him because he's disgusting now.
Yeah, but him cheating is like too on the nose.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's like that.
Their sex is probably boring. He probably fucks, leaves his trousers on.
I know. He just like squirms like a fish out of water on top of her.
Yeah, just like four different kinds of missionary.
Yeah, and she's never had an orgasm.
There's probably guards. I feel like there's like two guards that walk at the front of the bed and ask him if he's had an orgasm yet.
Sir, have you made it to completion?
Yeah. He's like, oh no, keep guarding.
Completion.
Meanwhile, Kate is like, yeah, I just don't like the family. I'm not dead. But why is she? All it takes for her to do one video of going, hi. That's the weird part about it. Mm-hmm. Instead of this, like, maybe they want this. Maybe they want us to talk about them. And they know that this will be on every paper in the fucking world. If they put out this video, no one would looked at them when they were at the Windsor. No one looked and been like, oh, there's the king and fucking queen. No, or prince and whatever. Not one person looked. And that's the other reason why people are like, this is fake.
Yeah, or like recycled.
Or recycled.
But even then.
But no, recycled, they would turn still.
Yeah, even then. Yeah, interesting.
And now they want, yeah, they really fucked up their PR team. And then they're like, you know what? I know how we'll fix this by offering someone slave labor to do Photoshop.
Slave wage.
Yeah, they keep fucking up. But part of me is like, are they brilliant because they keep fucking up so we talk about it? I don't know.
I know. I love all the conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care if she's alive or dead.
No.
I just want to know.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about the conspiracy theories is that there's like only three. It's just people are saying them in different ways. So I'm kind of getting bored by it.
I heard a new one.
What's the new one?
That she supports Israel. So they shut her up.
Oh.
Man. Wonder who thought of that. Man. Yeah.
The Nazis.
Yeah, I don't understand why she just hasn't come out and been like, I'm okay. Yeah. But then you know what, though? People will say that's tailored. You can't win.
Never.
Until, like, I don't know what they would have to do to make it. Sometimes a conspiracy, like, the more you try to be like, no, it is me, the more people are like, no, that's the fucking dude. When you look at it,
that's her double.
Yeah, you can't win. That's why, like, my brain, if I allow conspiracies to, like, really take over my brain, it would be, I'd be smoking cigarettes outside our house, like, just looking at the stars and, like, wondering if they align right and who are we and are we flat Earth and all that. I would let it run wild. So I don't even let it near me.
Wow. I'm one of those people that, like, before any conspiracy, I mean, I just think it's like a simulation.
Do you think aliens exist?
Yes.
You think they've been here?
Yes. But I think, but I really feel like sometimes I'm in a simulation from like disassociating. And I'm like, none of this is real. I think if you look like beyond enough and you focus, you can almost see the veil.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Veil, like Truman like Show
the,
kind of thing?
No, like the veil of the simulation.
No, I get. So, okay. So if we look hard enough, you can see
you
where
can
it all
see,
ends.
If you also look at your hand. No, if you look at your hand for long enough and you just like don't focus. Like if you just like let your eyes kind of like focus in and like.
All right, I'm doing
you
it.
You can see your energy coming off of your hand. Like you can see.
A hue?
Yeah, like you can see your aura color.
Whoa. I used to be able, I'm not going to lie, I see that with people sometimes. I can see an outline of them.
You can see people's auras. I don't know. I think it's just wild.
So you think if you look off, you can see where it ends.
I just think if you really think about it hard enough.
Oh, are you smarter than a third grader? Dude, this is ridiculous.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's get into some Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader question.
Oh, yeah, let's see.
All right. Who was the first person to step on the moon?
Oh.
Lance Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
Wait, Lance is a bike rider.
This is the best. We should do this every week.
Every week. If a backyard is 50 feet long and 20 feet wide, how many square feet is the yard?
100. No, 1,000.
1,000 square feet.
Just repeating whatever. Yeah. Brenna will go first. And I go, 100.
You should tap in.
Yeah, Brenna will go first, and we'll hear her answer. Don't tell her if she's right or wrong, and then I'll go.
What the fuck? You always right. say you want to protect me.
I'm going to skip a math one then. What gas do humans need in order to live?
CO2. Oxygen. Carbon dioxide.
It's oxygen, not carbon dioxide. So I'll let you have it.
Thank you.
You can't have four guesses like that. You get one guess. That's it.
Well, duh, it's oxygen.
In colonial America, what was the Sugar Act?
Go ahead.
It's something to do with the pilgrims.
I feel like the Sugar Act, they tax sugar.
Yeah, the tax on molasses and wine.
Nice, good job.
What's next? What we got?
What
was I made?
'Cause I...
They ask a question, you're just looking at your hand like, look at that hand.
Waiting for the answer to come out of your
hand. I can't read books, but I can read auras.
You look at your hand, you can see the whole universe.
Energy.
I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, thanks. Man, yeah. I'm sweating.
All right, what's we got? What's next?
What are the large rocks that orbit the sun between Mars and Jupiter called?
Large rocks.
Craters.
Between.
No. What?
Mars and Jupiter. Large rocks between Mars and.
Meteorites.
Meteors? Comets?
Asteroids.
Asteroids.
You're very close, I think. During World War II, on the day known as D-Day, at what location did Allied troops invade Europe?
I know.
I don't.
Normandy.
Yeah.
Normandy.
How many adjectives are in this sentence? Billy made a rude noise in class.
One.
Yes, Brenna. What is the longest river in the United States?
The Mississippi.
Starts with an M.
The Missouri.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, last one.
Last one. All right, let me find a good one. Whose picture is on the $5 bill?
Oh. That's tough. I only have 20s.
Benji's all day. Isn't Lincoln on the $1 bill?
Washington.
So Lincoln.
It's Lincoln.
Yes!
No, you... The last two, she did not get.
You know, I was almost there.
She's almost smarter than a fifth grader. Yeah. She is a fourth grader.
She's a fourth grader in summer school.
Did you ever go to summer school?
I did.
Me too.
We should get in. All right.
Funerals.
Yeah. So the theme of this episode was funerals. Wanted to hear from you guys. Any funny stories about funerals? I am horrible at a funeral. I can't. I feel so fake.
Me too.
I'm like, I'll cry maybe 3 weeks later by myself after I listen to a song or watch a TV show. And I'll be like, oh, I'll think of that person, but on the spot.
Wow. I'm the exact same way.
Dude, are we funeral heads, dude?
That's crazy. That's so wild.
Dude.
When did that happen to you?
Probably anytime my grandparents died.
Yeah.
Like my grandpa, Marvin, he died and we had to bury him. We didn't.
Oh my gosh. You can't. All right.
So we put him in the backyard and we bought a John Deere and threw his ass in.
Excavated.
Made a little pool afterwards. No, we didn't bear. Well, we didn't bear. Well, in the Jewish religion, and I don't know if this is with Christians, but there's something, I forget the word for it, but the last thing that he can't do for himself, the person or she, the deceased, is bury themselves. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think back in the day, you fill the hole The whole hole.
Yeah, but you throw some dirt on.
Yeah, you just take the shovel and you start it off.
Yeah. That's what we did at my grandpa's funeral.
Dude, that's intense. Because you could hear the fucking rocks hitting the casket. And it's just so real. And just being like, dude, he's just in there. And we're just throwing dirt. I don't know. I can't like.
But he was buried in a, like, he wasn't cremated?
Yeah, he was buried.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of the opposite. Okay.
What do you mean?
Did you throw
rocks on a cremation?
Yes. But
wait.
No, that's not what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about that Jewish people got cremated, but they don't get cremated.
No, we don't get cremated.
Yeah, that's why I was confused for a second. But
it's changing now, though.
Oh, yeah.
A little.
Okay. Save costs, probably.
Also, we're like, we don't want to live in the ground.
Yeah.
It's like, just dump me in the ocean.
Yeah.
So wait, your grandparent got cremated and then you buried them?
Yes.
I kind of understand that.
Yeah. Because there was
really?
Already, yeah.
There was less space.
Yeah.
Cremation, the whole thing is you put them in an urn.
No.
Yeah,
it's
but you don't have to keep
necessarily.
It in the urn.
Yeah. But we buried the urn.
You buried the urn?
Yes. And then we all went around and we threw some dirt on, and my grandma, it was so sad. She just was like, bye, John. We love you. And then like threw the dirt on. But I didn't cry. My whole family was crying at my grandpa's funeral. And I just was like, oh my God, I can't. Like, I can't, because I can't. I don't want these people to see me. Because everyone's looking at the family to see how sad they are. And then my grandma was crying on my shoulder the whole time I was home. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to cry because she's crying. Mm-hmm. And then we were driving, because he died in like November, and we drove from Missouri to Cadillac for Christmas. And I remember I saw
Missouri River?
No. I saw this building that I always used to drive by with my grandpa, because I used to go on these like trips with him. He used to actually, it's so funny, like post like eviction notices to people's houses in the surrounding area. And he would make, and I would go. And I would go with him, but you made me stay
Dude, the fact that you couldn't cry until you drove by houses your grandpa kicked poor people out of. Dude.
No.
Oh, that's the best moment of this podcast ever.
We were driving back and we passed this house that. And
he evicted someone from?
No. It was the house I thought was the White House.
Oh, the big house.
And we always
town.
Drove past it because we would go like out of town to surrounding towns.
So let
and
me
we
give
were listening
a quick
to this.
Context, though. Brent, there was a big White House in Cadillac, Michigan, where 38 people live. And Brenna, until she was like 17 or 18, thought that was the White House.
Not 17.
but way too late.
Way too late. I thought maybe it was potentially the White House.
But we're in a simulation, man.
It's a simulation.
Dude, when you look at that White House, you really see the other White House.
So we drove past the White House, and this song by Taylor Swift called Marjorie, which is about her grandmother dying, was playing. And I was just like, oh my God. So it's like a month later, and all of a sudden I just started crying. I just burst into tears out of nowhere, and Andrew was like, what the fuck is going
Who
on?
Were? Oh, I
you,
was?
You were driving. You don't remember that?
Oh, shit.
That? Yeah, and I hadn't cried. I could like couldn't cry for so long, and then all of a sudden it was just like, whoa, like a month later. Same thing happened to me. So what triggered your crying for your grandpa? Do you remember?
Nothing really like in particular. I remember I was at a Coldplay concert and I was crying, but I don't know if that was my grandpa or I was just so into Coldplay.
He's definitely into Coldplay because we watched One Day on Netflix. Have you seen that, Mel?
No.
Oh God, it ripped us apart. And the last episode, I was like crying from my chest, and Andrew was laying on a pillow on my lap, and he got up. He was,
oh no!
And there was a puddle of tears on the pillow.
Puddles.
I took a photo of it because I was just like, wow, this man is so in touch with his feelings. Yeah.
Nah, dude. I wasn't crying. I was laughing so hard. Yeah, dude, funerals. I mean, I did just think, yes, it's so sad, but it's like the cremation and then the bury. I've never heard that. It's like, What else are you going to do to them to get them away? It just makes me laugh to think about, like, oh, no, we burned them. We buried them.
Like, for my grandpa's funeral? For
yeah.
The funeral?
Hold on. Oh, God. Mango's trying to get out. We have a makeshift fence. You're done. Oh, he's going inside. Mango's inside. Oh, God. This is a play-by-play. Go ahead, Mel. You go ahead. Well,
all right. So,
Mango's gone. He's fine.
Mango's fired. So at the funeral, he was in a casket, but a rent-a-casket, I like to call it, because he was cremated then after. But so I guess they reuse the casket for people who get cremated for funerals. I don't really know. So then he was cremated, and someone drove the body up or whatever. We go the day we're burying him a few months ago, or releasing the ashes. My grandma dropped it and spilled a little bit out. And so my grandpa's ashes were on my cousin's kitchen floor.
Oh, man.
So I was like, what do you do? Did you vacuum him up? Like, how yeah.
Did you snort him?
What do you do with grandpa? And they were like, well, since it was accidentally opened, this is the day after Thanksgiving, they put a piece of brisket into the urn.
Why?
I don't know. My grandma was like, let's just give him one last piece. And so when we dumped him in the river, a piece of brisket came out with it.
That's the most Jewish funeral ever.
The most Jewish funeral ever. Then we were like skipping rocks over the lake. I was
wait,
like,
"Wait, what's
we're
the like- rent-a-casket though? I'm confused.
That's what I'm still confused about.
Oh,
I
so you rent? So you rent
it.
the casket for the funeral?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
But
yeah.
Nothing. No one's in there.
No, my grandpa was in there.
Yeah, and then they cremate him after.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I was like, what do you mean he's going to be there? Isn't he getting cremated? So,
but they didn't put the casket. The casket was just for show at the funeral.
He was in the casket. Yeah, closed casket, normal Jewish funeral. But then
burying him, just leave and then they cremate him.
Yeah. So we all walked out and we were like, so what are they going to do with grandpa now? Put him in the freezer for 2 days until.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. Huh. Death is so fun and weird. Yeah. Not fun, but interesting.
Yeah.
So Grandpa got brisket before he went again.
I mean,
I like that. I respect that.
He probably complained that it was overcooked.
Definitely.
My grandpa got buried before my grandma Thelma, and we joke that they buried him they buried her like 10 years later or whatever, right next to him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, he had 10 years of just relaxing.
Quiet.
And then she's like, Marvin, hey, you down here? I'm here. I'm fine. I'm here.
I just love
I'm
imagining
home.
Like two urns. Just
and Grandpa Marvin has like four like girls from Hooters in heaven. And he's just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Thought I caught my break. Yeah.
It's me, Thelma. I'm home. He's like, fuck.
Melvin, Marvin and Thelma are like the perfect old people names.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Henry and Shirley are my other grandparents.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
We found out that, oh, this is kind of crazy. And I don't know the exact details, which is weird that I never looked into it. You know, I've never been, other than my grandpa, and my grandma, but I've never like gone to the grave, you know, just to say what up. But the funeral place where my grandpa Henry was buried, apparently they ran out of space, so they kept just stacking it. So like multiple people were in the same grave, apparently.
That's like really bad.
Yeah.
That's like why I want to be cremated. And
yeah.
Stuff. Like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already taking up space in a place, and now you don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah. Someone could buy the plot of land right.
Do you
after.
Want your ashes to be spread, or do you want to like chill in a family home?
No, I do not want to be on a. I need to be put away, like in the garbage. Not garbage, but like sprinkle me somewhere.
Sprinkle
like,
you.
I don't,
you want to be sprinkled.
I don't want to be like.
Yeah.
There's Grandma Melanie or something like that. Creeps me out.
Do you want to be you? You said you want to be buried, right?
I ain't dying. I'm getting that Neuralink. I'm getting Neuralink.
I would love that.
I'm getting that Neuralink. What, being Neuralinked?
No, that you just stay around forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. I mean, if you cremate me, just like put me on some of Mango's churro.
Dude.
Mango churro. mango to eat your dead body.
The fact that you think mango's gonna outlive you too.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
True. True, Rue.
Dude, we're gonna sprinkle, all we have to do for mango's ashes is just sprinkle him in a bush. It's his favorite place to be.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It sucks that it's like one or the other. It's like either you're 6 feet underground or you're getting burnt.
I mean, we could cut you in half.
There's got to be something in the middle. That's why I kind of want to just be put in a wall.
A mausoleum. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make a wall and then make a big statue of me. Make it. Just make it. Just, I don't know how you make it. I don't care if it's the shittiest statue ever.
Just make your dick look good, right?
Make my dick a nice bulge. Think of like David, you know, but with a huge cock.
Wow. Okay.
And a little fatter, so it's more believable.
I'll come by. I'll visit your statue and kiss it every once in a while.
Will you blow the statue?
Yeah, I'll put some lube on there.
The statue will eat your ass, I promise.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe. Dude, that would be so funny if you made a statue.
We put a neural link in the statue.
Yeah. And I'll just, essentially what I am.
That's amazing.
Oh, shit. All right. We got voicemails.
Oh, yeah. We got two. Here's the first one.
Why is talking about funerals? I'm never happier than talking about death. It's weird.
It is really. Because you're
fucked up.
It brings me up.
You're fucked up.
Because we like to laugh. We can't. We cope that way.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is.
Hi, guys. So I have a crazy funeral story about my grandma. She attended this church for most of her life, and she raised us all going to that church. And when she passed away, she donated a big portion of her estate to the church. And the pastor that she really loved so much and donated most of her estate to was calling her by the wrong name during the funeral. Her name was Janita, and he kept calling her Jeanette. And that was the first half of the funeral, and we were whispering to him, trying to get him to say it correctly, and he's just so old, he couldn't hear us. So there was that part, and then it came time to go to the burial site, and they're pulling her casket out of the hearse, and they're going to put it onto this cart that has wheels, and everybody's going to guide it down to the spot where they're going to place the casket. And somebody didn't lock the wheels, and so they went to place the casket on there, and then it just started rolling, and everybody was running as fast as they could after it because it was going downhill so fast, and it was, like, seconds away from, like, hitting one of the tombstone things and, like, flying into the air before they caught it, and just horrible. You know, it's supposed to be a sad thing, but you're kind of laughing because everybody looked hilarious running after it. And yeah, I feel really bad for my grandma. She definitely deserves a redo funeral, but.
Poor Janita.
Janita. It's so funny. They're like, no, it's Janita. Vagina? Sounds like vagina. It does sound like vagina. But the fact that, like, she gave money to. I mean, her name isn't
she
the easiest
her
name.
Whole life, though.
I know.
That's fucked up. I hope they said something to the pastor afterwards.
They should have got the fucking money back. Give it to another church.
Can't.
Huh?
Can't.
Can't get that money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, these fucking churches, they don't give a shit.
Oh, my God, no.
That guy bought a fucking jet with a Jetta. A Jetta.
A Jetta for Janita.
Jetta for Janita.
Janita, give me a Jetta.
Bro, the idea of your fucking grandma wheeling down faster than she can run, like, just like,
crazy.
Just, dude, just fucking into traffic. Just,
dude, you know what would be so traumatizing is seeing a body, like, flail out of a fucking casket.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just, like, in front of your car or, like, just in general.
That's
honestly.
Happened sometimes. Yeah, they carry them and they fuck.
That's crazy. That is so traumatizing.
Dude, it would be pretty sick, though.
Oh,
like,
my God.
If I was, like, an extreme person, I died from, like, you know, on my mountain bike or whatever,
yeah.
Or dirt bike, I would love it if my casket, you did one more flip with my casket, and I was in there just fucking ripping.
Little parkour.
Yeah,
yeah,
be,
just,
like,
fucking throw
up.
Me downhill and hit a ramp, fucking double fucking McTwisty with a 180 kickflip. Just one last one, dude. That'd be sick.
Do you think that you could, like, touch a dead body, like at a funeral, like, you know how some people will, like, caress a cheek or like kiss them?
I think that's more like they just want to know what it feels like.
Oh.
I saw my grandpa, there was an open casket, and you could kind of tell that he wasn't there, you know, he was already chilling. you know, somewhere else. There was no life to it. It was really weird. I actually don't really recommend it.
Yeah.
It doesn't bring you closure to see them. Like, you don't see them. You know, it's I was just curious.
Yeah. And some people die so sick. So yeah. They don't look like themselves when they die.
Yeah, they're just covered up with makeup.
Yeah. It's weird. So sad. Ugh.
Anyhow, sorry about Janita. Dude, I would fucking take the money. I would spray paint the church.
With her name.
Yeah, and just say from Jeanette. Fucking bitch.
All right, here's the last one.
Hi, Brenna and Andrew. I absolutely love the pod. The funeral story that I want to share is from my grandfather's funeral. A little bit about him is he was a bit of a practical joker. He really liked to stir the pot. So the song that he chose to be buried to, that he shared with one of my family members right before he passed away, was he wanted to be buried to "When the Saints Go Marching In" by Louis Armstrong. I think that that is pretty badass because it is pretty freaking funny to see the priest's face at the cemetery when that was turned on as the casket started to be lowered into the ground. It made a sad day a little bit brighter, and I know that he was literally looking down at us from heaven laughing. So just needed to share that.
Yeah, it is funny to think about what you're...
It's is that kinda, the song? What a song is that?
When the saints come. Okay, which honestly is part of a second line, which in New Orleans, that is the kind of funerals they do. But if it's like a normal, like white person, like real normal funeral where they're like, and then it's, girl, you look good. Won't you back that ass up? You a fine motherfucker. Won't you back that ass up? They're like, we always loved Andrew. He was always. What would be the funniest? We should do that for our wedding song. We were trying to figure out a wedding song.
It's so gay. It's all so gay.
It really is.
It is. The fucking songs.
It's hard.
Because there are songs that I'm like, this is sweet and it reminds me of Andrew, but I'm like, I don't want other people to know. Like, they don't need to know, like, the romance.
Because you don't want to go too cheesy, but then the opposite of that is you pick, like, we were thinking this Gregory Allen Isikoff guy.
Yeah.
But his songs are... They're almost too abstract where you don't get that, like, it's not simple enough. So then you just seem like that cool couple that is like, is it really about love, you know?
You got to go, like, classics, like, I love you just the way you are.
Yeah, but then that's too on the nose. You can't win.
That's gay, too.
And then our brother took Avid Brothers, who's our favorite song.
Who?
My brother.
Oh, yeah, we have a song that's, like, kind of your brother's song.
That sucks that you can't have. It's like when someone's like, I'll have the chicken parm, and I can't get the chicken parm now that person has the chicken parm.
That's the song I knew when you loved me, because you were singing it to me, and there's a part that says, like, I love you, I'm sorry. And you were like, that part came up, and you were singing it to me and looking at me, and you were like, kind of like stopped and like hesitated and then just kept going because you were scared to say it. But I knew that you wanted to say it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it is a really sweet song, but I feel like we can't do your brother's song.
Or we just change it up and we go, you know what? We like that fucking song
too. Maybe we can find
a different version.
A house party version of it. And then it can be sweet and not gay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to figure out. And then the other thing is the vows. I don't want it to be cheesy.
Oh, my God. Get this. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
I know. I told Andrew we should do private vows. And Andrew goes, I don't need to hear that. It's fine. We
could. She was so
that was a fight. Andrew. That was a fight. Yeah. Fucked up.
We'll talk about that next week. Yeah, look, I know it in your heart. I know your vows. I don't need to hear them.
Yeah, doesn't that hurt your feelings?
Oh, my God, my feelings.
Yeah.
Hurt.
But I
literally cried. He said it, and I just immediately started crying.
Skincare tip.
I'm so upset now.
If you're mad, here's a skincare tip. If you're mad at your partner, throw something in their face or something.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I feel that way now that we had the discussion.
We'll talk about
it
on Patreon. How about that?
All right. Yeah. We're going to go to Patreon. And talk about skincare tip.
Okay, guys, you should use retinol. Bye.
Use retinol, y'all.
Cuddles. Everybody now cuddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.